Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada. This report a presentation of CAE Safety Consultants.
CAE Safety Consultants, providing customized driver training solutions for your fleet drivers. CAE Safety offers new hire evaluations, remedial coaching, and classroom seminars. CAE Safety, focusing on the specific challenges facing your drivers, with training provided at your field location. Online and blended learning options are also available, including the 3 Demerit Defensive Driving Course. For more information, call CAE Safety at 1-888-220-2379.
It's 7 down and 3 to go before the newest world champions for professional rodeo will be declared following Saturday night's final performance. The way things are going for 25-year-old Zeke Thurston, the Big Valley Alberta Saddlebronc rider, appears headed for his second world title as the reigning Canadian champ from a great 6th performance outing at the Canadian Finals Rodeo in Red Deer, Alberta a month ago. Thurston appears to have just continued where he left off at the CFR. Last night he rode a horse he's been on many times before, Canadian stock contractor Northcott Max's Get Smart, for a whopping 92.5-point score. Thurston is currently first in the world standings and fourth in the NFR aggregate standings as we wind down for the NFR 2019. Hudson Hope BC's Jake Watson grabbing third place money in the night with his 87.5-point ride, but Wildwood Alberta's Dawson Hay failed to make the 8-second whistle with his draw. In bareback riding, it was Clayton Biglow from California trying to open up some breathing room at the top of the leaderboard with a 91.5-point ride last night. That gives him about a $40,000 cushion on second place Oren Larson, as the Manitoba bareback rider was second in the go-round with a 90-point score. Cadogan Alberta's Clint Lay also cashed a check last night for a share of 6th place on the evening. He had an 86.5-point ride in the rough stock event. In the bull riding action, it was 5-time champ of the world Sage Kimsey, the best of the 3 qualified rides, as he covered the Survey Rodeo Company's Smoke Wagon for a good-looking 90-point score. And Pinocchio Alberta's Jordan Hansen failing to make the 8-second whistle last night. Over in the timed events, a long run for Canadian bulldogger Scott Gunthner, the Provost Alberta timed event specialist, finally getting the job done, but it took 11.8 seconds, while Idaho's Stetson Jordanson claiming first place money on the night with his rapid run of a 3-8. No Canadians in the calf roping action this year. First place nailed down by Tyler Milligan. The Oklahoma roper stopped the clock in just 7.7 seconds, while fastest in the ladies' barrel racing event went to Haley Kinsel, the Catula, Texas cowgirl, rounding the barrels in just 13.6 seconds. Okotie Snow and Wesley Thorpe combined to win the round in the team roping event with their rapid run of a 3-6 on Wednesday night. Round 8 continues tonight here at the Thomas and Mack Center on the campus of UNLV. For CAE Safety Consultants, I'm Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada.